What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and I also validate the victims and survivors and thrivers of this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how a narcissist views love bombing, the love bombing phase in the devaluation phase from the perspective of a narcissist. So many people ask me, like, how the narcissist feeling during the love bombing phase? Because we as empaths and codependents and borderline people and other narcissists, some of y'all narcissists, you all, I'm just messing. We feel like this is the best relationship possible. This is the best situation we've ever been in. Like, this is, you know, this is the love like no other. And from the narcissist perspective, me personally, in most relationships I've been in, like, not the ones that I intended on trying to be in a relationship with. There's a difference between trying to love bomb somebody just to clap the cheeks or put the cheeks on them. And there's a difference between that and trying to get somebody to fall in love with you because you think this person is the one. So in relationship dynamics where I thought the person was the one, I was love bombing them because I was in love with that person. In my mind, I loved that person. In my mind, I needed that person. In my mind, this person was the one for me, and I would become extremely obsessive over this person because I didn't want anybody else to have that person. My wife, my son's mom, the narcissistic ex-girlfriend that I had. Yeah, her too. All of them. I didn't want anybody else to have them. So I tried really, really hard to get these people. You know what I mean? Love bombing them, being around, and you know, just being around them all the time, making them laugh, making them show them, giving them everything that they wanted and needed that I could possibly do when I was in my young days. You know what I mean? Working at Blockbuster Video and, you know, Harris to the Distribution Center and things like that. So that's how it was. Most narcissistic people think that they love you. And y'all, I'm gonna have to do an episode right here with Bink. She's right here chilling. So my wife had to go to a doctor's appointment. So I got the baby today. She's in the corner. Can you say hey? No hey? She got a bottle. She got a milk bottle. But yeah, most narcissistic people think that they love you. They just absolutely do. That's the mindset right there, y'all. That is absolutely the mindset of a lot of narcissists. Like, I want to love bomb you because I think that I am in love with you. It's the simplicity of it right there. I want to give you everything that you want to need. So you won't go and try to find it from someone else. See how that works? And I just do everything that I want to do, everything that they want to do. Everything, the emphasis on everything they want to do. Everything it takes to make them happy. Emphasis on the they and them. Emphasis on those words right there, because during the love bombing process, the narcissistic person is hyper-focused on the things that you want to do. I focus on the things they want to do because I know it made them happy. Typically, how do you find that stuff out? Dating profiles. They tell you. Narcissistic people are looking for the path of least resistance when it comes to dating and things like that. They want to get you to fall in love with them as fast as humanly possible, so they learn as much as they can about you. You know, a lot of them do. Some of them just overwhelm you with money and trips and stuff like that, which I guess works. They don't even really have to get to know you. They just take you to Paris and clap your cheeks in front of the Eiffel Tower or something like that, and you fall in love with that. On a hot Paris or whatever. Where's the Eiffel Tower? I think it's in Paris, France, or somewhere. There's my geographical ignorance right there, y'all. But yeah, they just take you to Paris and clap your cheeks on the Eiffel Tower or down a riverboat. So whatever, you know, put the cheeks on you in the riverboat. the Leaning Tower of Pisa of clapping, the Leaning Tower of clapping cheeks. Who you got? But that's how it goes, though, y'all. They'll do whatever it takes to make you happy. You, they, them. You see how I was focused on that? None of that stuff is focused on the narcissist. They're making themselves happy, quote unquote happy, in the moment because they're pursuing you, and they're typically trying to win you. And if they win you, they get you. They make you fall for them. They make you cut off all other supply. If you have any other people that you're dealing with, they want to make sure that they are the only one. So they make you cut them off. Oh, you have male friends, cut them off. Oh, you have a female friend, cut them off. Cut them off right now. Narcissist people want you to themselves. They want to isolate you because they just want you for yourself. And then, like I said, remember I told you to focus on the doing the stuff for they and them and you. Sooner or later, the narcissist gets tired of doing it. Yeah, I used to get tired of doing it. I'm just like, damn, when do I get to make myself happy by doing something that I actually want to do? I actually want to do. I wanted to do those things, but those things were to make you happy. Yeah, I'm making myself happy by doing that because I was getting you. But when is it going to be about me? That's a narcissistic mindset. When is it going to be about me? When can I make myself happy? And sooner or later, that flame that was burning hot at the beginning of the relationship, and sooner or later, it extinguishes. It goes away. It goes out. Because now the narcissistic person is focused on making themselves happy. And you, who have been love bombed to the highest of heavens, to the mountain, to the peaks of the mountain, you are trying to get back to the beginning. The narcissist, it just seemed like one day, the narcissistic person wakes up and they look at you differently. And they just look at you differently. Like, why am I with you? Like, I've done that before. I wake up, look at my person who I'm with. I'm like, why am I with you? I could be doing so much better. You're holding me back. You're not who I thought you were. It gets to that point right there, y'all. I'm battling her right now. It gets to that point where the narcissist is trying to literally figure out why they are with you. And they start to devalue you. They start to treat you differently. It could be overnight. They could be love bombing you one day. And the next day, you feel the energy shift in the house or wherever y'all are at. You feel the energy shift in the hotel room or whatever. You just got some fresh cheeks, fresh clapped cheeks or whatever. And now you feel the energy different. Like, what's going on? Like, nothing's going on. You know, nothing's going on. I'm good. You know, you just get to the point right there. You don't know what's going on. The narcissist's mind has kind of flipped switch. The light switch of love has flipped off. And they don't care about you no more the same way that they did. But sometimes they'll keep you around because they want, you know, the narcissist doesn't look at you in the same light anymore. You mean, instead of looking at you in this bright white light, they look at you in this blue light now. You're a different person to them. You're not who they thought you were, which is funny because I know the narcissist isn't who you thought they were either. You're not who they thought you were, and they look at you differently, and they treat you differently. They start to devalue and take away the things from you. You know, and it's nothing like, y'all, you can literally just say a word to them and it changes how they look at you. You can tell them about something in your past and it changes how they look at you. You can tell them about the plans you have for the future and it changes how they look at you. Sooner or later, they're going to look at you differently, y'all. Sooner or later, and it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. You could come home from work late one day. They look at you differently. You can be late for picking them up one day and they can look at you differently. It doesn't matter. Whatever it takes, it's going to happen, y'all. I know people are going to say, but what can we do to not make that happen? You can't, y'all. It's you literally living your life. It's going to happen sooner or later if you're dealing with a narcissistic person. It just is. The switch is not easy to flip. It's not. It's not easy to flip off, but it's hard as hell and damn near impossible to flip back on. And that's what most people are trying to do. Once the love bombing phase ends, you, the person dealing with the narcissist, you are trying to flip the switch back on. And sometimes the narcissist is also trying to flip the switch back on. They'll suggest a vacation or something like that to reconnect. We need to reconnect. They'll suggest it because they're trying to flip the switch back on either because most narcissists, they know what they're doing, but they don't understand why they are doing it. They don't understand that there's a possible disorder or brain, something going on in their mind that makes them disconnect. They just don't understand what's good. They don't understand why they do it. They know what they're doing. They don't understand why they are doing it. They understand that they're treating you badly. They know it. Now, a lot of times they tell you to keep it secret. Don't tell anybody about what's going on between us. Keep this to yourself. Keep this to ourselves and things like this. You spilled that milk, y'all. But that's how it goes when you deal with narcissists and toxic people. You have to understand that that's the mindset of most narcissists. They are going to love bomb you because they think you are their person. So many people ask me, like, was it real from the beginning? Yeah, it was real for the narcissist too in the beginning. It was real for them doing the things that you wanted to do. And eventually, they're going to get to the point where they want to do what they want to do. That's the mindset. That's how it goes when you deal with narcissistic people. People blow my phone up, boy. I take my phone number. Literally, that's how I go when you deal with narcissists and toxic people. So in the beginning, the love bombing phase, they probably did love and care about you. They wanted you. As I said, again, the intent matters. Was the intent just to sleep with you? Then that's different than the intent of being in a long-term relationship with you. You know what I mean? There's different intents there. Intent matters when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people. The intent matters. I know people are going to look at this episode like, Lee, you lied the whole damn episode. Narcissists never cared about you. I wasted 45 years of my life, and I'm okay with that. If you're okay with that, not everybody is going to be okay with thinking that they wasted 45, 50 years of their life. 5 years of their life, 1 year of their life. Nobody wants to waste time. Nobody wants to feel like they wasted time doing anything, especially being in a relationship where you dedicated time, effort, and energy. You probably changed a lot of your life and circumstance as well. That's just my thoughts on it, y'all. Y'all can compete. Y'all can combat me if you want to. But again, y'all don't have the mindset of a narcissistic person, so I don't know what to tell you. I have to hop over here. Y'all see she getting an answer, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Live in-person meetup coming. Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd, 2022. You might be watching this video in 2023, 2024, or whatever. The live in-person meetup, July 23rd, 2022. Durham, North Carolina, the Honeysuckle at Lakewood. From 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Come through. Say hey. Come meet and greet me, Ben Taylor, Raw Motivation, the other self-aware narcissist. We do question and answers. We take pictures. We do whatever. Y'all, we're not celebrities, but I would like to talk and meet people. We've been cooped up from COVID. Cooped up from COVID like some chickens, like some COVID chickens. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Can you say bye? No, bye-bye. Can you say bye-bye? No, bye-bye? Okay. Peace, y'all.